Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, wherever you are in the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to maturity to selling out. One way or the other, we're all going to leave our businesses. One day, we will, head first or feet first. So we'll all be at that stage one day, and wherever you are in that continuum, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you're a business-to-business, if you're selling to businesses, you're probably calling on your customers, right? You're out calling on people. That's typically what you see. There was a time when salespeople called on consumers, right? They went out and knocked on the door of consumers, but nobody's home anymore, right? So now it's pretty much relegated to business, outside sales. And that is an interesting profession that's been evolving, has been going on for millennia. People have been calling on businesses for millennia, and it's one of the professions, I should say, that's really being disrupted by the age of the customer, by the empowerment of customers with information. Now, there are many industries, many professions are being disrupted, but none more than outside selling. And have you noticed that it's harder to get in to see a customer? Or a prospect, I should say. Have you noticed that you can't just walk up and knock on the door like I used to do years ago and say, you know, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" And they let you in and they talk to you. Those are the old days when people expected salespeople to call on them. Today, people don't expect to have to take their time listening to customers and to salespeople, I should say. They don't expect that to be part of their regular day. They expect, if they want to see you, if they allow you to see them, they expect you to have an appointment, don't they? And they know how much time they've allotted for that, and it's because it's important to them. It's because it's relevant to them. So how do you get through to the prospect? How do you have that first qualifying call so you can get to the selling stage where you can actually get close to asking them for the business? How do you do that? Well, it's a longer process than it used to be. It's a much longer process. There are a lot more steps. In the old days, you had more steps from the qualifying stage to the closing stage. There were more steps in a longer period of time with more competitors in that process. But in the first steps where you actually were being introduced, you introduced yourself, you met them for the first time, fewer steps in that stage and a lot easier to do. Today, in the age of the customer, where people are, as I said, are very discerning about who they give appointments to, things are different. The early stage, the steps leading up to that appointment, having that appointment where you actually are able to sit in front of them, the steps leading up to that, the time period has gotten longer. And the things you have to do to get through to that appointment have much increased. And today, if you want to be able to have the right, there was a time when you only had to wait until you met them and had a call with them, a first call with them, then you could earn the right to ask them for their business. Today, you have to earn the right to ask them for an appointment. That's how things have changed. You have to earn the right just to ask them for an appointment. By that I mean they have to know you. They have to know of you. They have to know about you. They have to understand they have to know in advance what it is that you're going to talk to them about. They have probably, there was a time when you and I as salespeople would go out and we would qualify the customer, and in that appointment, that first meeting, we would decide, is there a basis for doing business here or not? And we would pursue them or we would not pursue them. But today, customers are pre-qualifying themselves. If they hear about you, if they even know what you do for a living, and they've met you perhaps, they might go to your website. They might go to the industry websites. They'll Google your product. And they'll on their own, they'll decide, I'm not really a prospect for what this guy sells. Or maybe I am. Or maybe I will be one day, but I'm not right now. So they'll pre-qualify themselves. In the process, they'll self-qualify themselves, and they'll pre-qualify you. And what that means is they'll look around. If you make an overture to meet with them, then before they give you the appointment, they're already looking around to see if you're even worthy of their time. So you've got to nurture that relationship. You've got to build a relationship with them. You've got to try to get them to join your community, or you join their community. You'll use networking. You use social media. You use content that you'll send them. Let them know you're thinking about them. Things are changing. It's a longer process, but it's worth the time before you ask for an appointment. It's worth the time to get to know them, to take the time. And when you do, you'll come a lot closer to selling them once you get in the door. Something to think about. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Feeling like I ought to
sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.